This is the Northwest Colorado News. I'm Shannon Lucan. Steamboat Ski Resort is announcing two new vice presidents to round out their senior leadership team. Corey Peterson is vice president of mountain operations. He's been with the ski area for about 20 years, starting as a snowmaker back in 2004. Nelson Wingard is vice president of the snow sports school. He's been in the ski industry for about 40 years with almost 20 seasons in Steamboat. The Colorado Green Business Network has recognized 10 local businesses and groups in the Yampa Valley for reducing product waste and energy to offering living wages and paid employee volunteer days. They are Cowgirl Compost Co., Steamboat Engineering and Design, Sunny Maid, and Steamboat Ski and Resort Corporation. That's at the silver level. Lift Up of Route County, Northwest Data Services, UC Health Yampa Valley Medical Center, Seed House Coffee, Gravity House, and Elevated Mountain Apparel are at the bronze level. They'll all be recognized at a lunch hosted by Yampa Valley Sustainability Council in September at Library Hall. Groundwork and excavation of the new amphitheater for Picnic Theater began Tuesday on the campus of Strawberry Park Elementary School. Stuart Handloff is the board chair of Picnic Theater. He says they've been planning for this new place to perform in the community for about 7 years.
To finally actually see dirt being moved, money in the bank, a design that's going to work, beautiful recycled redwood that we're getting from Northern California for the floor stage and the seats. I would say it's more than a dream come true. It's more like a, you know, incredible vision that suddenly appears to be materializing in this beautiful meadow in Strawberry Park.
The new Picnic Theater amphitheater will take about 10 weeks to build. The first shows won't be until next summer unless the school wants to do something there sooner. They have priority during the school year. Picnic Theater has priority in the summer. About $20,000 is needed for phase two, which is landscaping, two more acoustic reflectors, and fixing up those old schoolhouses on the property to be used for storage and backstage needs. The Tread of Pioneers Museum is looking for nominees for their annual Leckenby and Larson Awards, which honor those who've enriched the quality of life in Route County. The Larson Award is given posthumously. Reach out to Candace Bannister at the museum before September 13th with your nominations. The Moffat County Board of County Commissioners, they're meeting tomorrow with Human Resources Department Director Rachel Bauer regarding employee health insurance. And that's the news. I'm Shannon Lukens. Read it for yourself at KRAIRadio.com, where the locals go for news.